There seem to be a whole lot of new science fiction series premiering on sci-fi at the moment.
Childhood's End springs to mind, as does The Magicians, and of course the one we're going to worry about now, Expanse. Occurs to me we may need a spoiler warning.
Expanse is really interesting. The setting is fairly common nowadays. It's within the solar system. You don't have faster than light travel. Earth's colonised Mars, and we're mining the asteroid belt. And there's a basic series.
For water,
ice, and materials, I presume.
Have we used all our water?
There's not that much water on
Mars.
Mars, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it is a good point, because as NASA are quite happy to point out, getting water to Mars is a bit of a challenge, because water is a fairly difficult thing to transport.
Right. It doesn't compress.
Okay. It's got a lot of issues around transporting water.
So it's an interesting setup, because you've got basically the Martians and the Belters, as they're known, as a separate underclass, under Earth's heel, and there's movements for breaking away from the mother planet, so to speak.
Doesn't that happen in everything?
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I just think every sci-fi I've ever watched where you have, Earth people colonising Mars, there's a revolt.
Not in Doc Smith.
Okay, I haven't read it.
The setup's really good. I mean, it looks very rich, beautifully actualized, and obviously spending a bit of money on it. The interesting thing about The Expanse is actually based on a series of novels and novellas that were considered suitable quality to be nominated for the Hugo, and indeed two of the novels were actually won Lotus Best Novel Awards in the years they came out. So it's clearly considered core SF, and it looks like they're doing a good job of converting it into a TV series. They released the first four initially, and I think the fifth one's just come out. I've watched the first four, and they're nicely done, because what's happening is suddenly the Belters, who are mining ice and bringing it back to Mars, are diverted because there's a distress signal, and when they go to investigate the distress signal, they're fired upon and the ship's destroyed. Some of them escape, and they then try and figure out what's going on. The question is Mars behind it? Is this part of the insurrection, or is it something else entirely, something extra solar that's happening?
Do you mean the aliens have finally arrived?
If you've read the novels, you'll know that is, in fact...
a possibility?
The story behind it. The disruptive force is indeed an extrasolar expedition, or a link. Because at the moment, they don't have faster-than-light travel. So when they suddenly discover that there is an alien artifact, or it's sometimes called in some SF novels a gate... to other systems. This, of course, raises all sorts of interesting possibilities.
I'm just thinking of other programs that have basically done the whole, there are no aliens. If you get far enough out, you'll find them. And then they'll be really upset with you.
Well, if you cause enough of a ruckus.
The aliens aren't like 7-foot-tall demons, one says, having seen some childhood scene.
But that was a fine novel. Not a bad series either, was it? 3 episodes?
Yeah.
Some of us still recall the original Arthur C. Clarke novel quite fondly.
It didn't have a happy ending, so I'm not going to regard it fondly at all.
But it was well written.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I might give it a chance.
Anyway, so The Expanse?
Certainly worth a look. It's developing nicely. We're starting to get a feel for the characters. One of the characters is a detective who's been given the task of tracking down a woman who's disappeared, who may have something to do with the uprising on Mars. One of the other characters is one of the Belters on the ship that's been blasted out, so he's out for revenge. So we're just discovering that Mars doesn't know anything about this event. So the question is, who's up to what?